Meteor. A meteorite the size of William Blake was leafing across the sky, and some people mistook it for a meteorite the size of Walt Whitman. But this was the result of the meteorite the size of William Blake fragmenting, its fingers spread wide, its massive atoms experiencing air, and what hit the ground in a field of stubble in a night full of hearing was a meteorite the size of Emily Dickinson's eye, crying a last tear that hissed in the soil as children came to retrieve it. But they still heard its whisper. It was saying that with the exception of everything it could think of, you hardly even exist. Signals died in the pulse, and the soil hardened against it. Its flames scratched up the clothes of the children and started to ruin them. They did not think to run or pat themselves free. They walked home in flames, and their fingers spoke flame, and when they opened their mouths, there was flame, and their clothes were, their skin was, a bush of nerves trembling towards long sleeps. Into their ashes they whistled and poked their being fingers, dreaming these particles apart but tied with the rain's unspeakable hands. They branded the night, and all that they knew was enough to make air strange with their tongues. Their heads ran blood, and their minds ran on ahead as their tongues' pulps were rooting the tips of the words, their blaze, their stream.